Welcome to Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Los Angeles Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Walker. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jerry Walker. For the Los Angeles Angels. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Albie Pearson. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Moran. Batting third. The right fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee Thomas. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buck Rogers. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Earl Averill. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Felix Torres. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Kopp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken McBride. Pitching for the Los Angeles Angels, Ken McBride. And now, play ball. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Houser moves to third. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Houser scores. Lump moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn takes first base on ball four. Lump moves to third. Jimenez moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp fields it and throws to second for the out. Lump scores. Jimenez moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torres fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Wagner goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Athletics. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Angels 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wagner. Tartabull reaches second base with a double. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 2, Angels, 2. Felix Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres takes first base on ball 4. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is called out on strikes. One out. Ken McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jimenez. McBride reaches second base with a double. Torres moves to third. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pearson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Angels. Bill Fisher now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Wagner moves to second. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jimenez hits a pop-up towards short. Kopp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 5, and the Athletics 2. The Angels will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felix Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to second. One out. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb takes first base on ball four. Ken McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McBride hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill scores. There goes Cobb trying to get to second. Jimenez throws the ball into Charles, who relays the ball to Hauser, who tags Cobb for the out. McBride moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-2, Angels. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McBride scores. It's 7-2, Angels. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Moran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearson goes all the way around to score. Moran moves to second. It's 8-2, Angels. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-1 in the game. Del Greco is hit by the pitch. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torres fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels 8, and the Athletics 2. The Angels will come to bat. Dan Pfister now pitching. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pfister juggles the ball. That's an error on Pfister. Felix Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Pfister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfister hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBride fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards short. Cobb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 8, and the Athletics 2. The Angels will come to bat. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cobb strikes out. One out. Ken McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McBride strikes out. Two outs. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wagner. Lump reaches second base with a double. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jimenez for the out. Lump moves to third. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with McBride covering, for the out. Lump scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, Angels. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Averill. Charles reaches second base with a double. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Del Greco hits a pop-up towards short. Cobb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 8, and the Athletics 3. The Angels will come to bat. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull, who is chasing the ball. Wagner reaches third base with a triple. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wagner scores. It's 9-3, Angels. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thomas moves to third. Rogers moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Felix Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Torres hits a line drive towards short. Hauser catches it and throws to second to double up Rogers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Averill. Askew reaches second base with a double. Dan Pfister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfister is 0-for-1 in the game. Pfister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. As Q moves to third. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. As Q scores. Two outs. It's 9-4, Angels. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a line drive towards short. Cop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 9, and the Athletics 4. The Angels will come to bat. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kopp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McBride hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pearson for the out. McBride moves to second. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Moran hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Moran reaches second base with a double. McBride scores. It's 10-4, Angels. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Moran moves to third. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 10, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Consolo now playing shortstop. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jimenez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wagner. Jimenez reaches second base with a double. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearson. Seaburn reaches second base with a double. Jimenez scores. It's 10-5, Angels. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Del Greco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seaburn scores. It's 10-6, Angels. Art Fowler now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. As Q is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. As Q hits a fly ball into left field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 10, and the Athletics 6. The Angels will come to bat. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Gordy Windhorn pinch runs for Earl Averill. Felix Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Torres hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Windhorn moves to second. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo takes first base on ball 4. Windhorn moves to third. Torres moves to second. Tom Burgess pinch hits for Art Fowler. Tom Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Windhorn scores. Torres moves to third. Consolo moves to second. It's 11-6, Angels. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn fields it and throws to home to get Torres. Consolo moves to third. Burgess moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Moran takes first base on ball 4. Consolo scores. Burgess moves to third. Pearson moves to second. It's 12-6, Angels. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burgess scores. Pearson scores. Moran moves to third. It's 14-6, Angels. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. Wagner moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Angels 14, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Gordy Windhorn now playing right field. Leon Wagner now playing left field. Ryan Duran now pitching. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Dan Pfister. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Tartabull moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Tartabull moves to third. Hauser moves to second. Jack Spring now pitching. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jimenez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Angels, 14, and Kansas City Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles.